Now the news. I'm Dou Hongyu. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko have vowed to advance bilateral ties. In a phone conversation, Xi Jinping called on the two countries to enhance mutual trust, deepen cooperation, and enlarge the scale of bilateral trade. This year marks the 30th anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and Belarus. The Chinese president says China is ready to promote greater development of China-Malta relations as the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties approaches. Xi Jinping made the remarks when he exchanged New Year greetings with Maltese President George Vella in a phone conversation on Monday. The two leaders have agreed to strengthen cooperation between the two countries, including through the Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese mainland reported 110 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Monday. Of the new local cases, 87 cases were reported in Henan, 10 in Tianjin, and 13 in Shanxi. Tianjin is conducting a citywide testing. The authorities say all the positives have been identified among close contacts under quarantine or those under closed-off management. Wu Bin has more details.
Medics are working around the clock, and a special support team is always prepared for any emergencies on site.
Continuous work from these medics in such cold weather may cause hypoglycemia. We will provide emergency treatment in case anything happens.
Many senior citizens and children came here to take their tests. They may need to take extra care during this cold winter.
Kazakh President Kasym Yomartsagayev says his country has weathered an attempted coup d'etat. Tsagayev says law and order has been restored in Kazakhstan, but the hunt for terrorists is ongoing. Reports say at least 164 people were killed during the violent protests. So far, nearly 8,000 people have been arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin says well-organized groups of militants who were trained in terrorist camps abroad were used to attack Kazakhstan in an act of aggression. He made the remarks in an extraordinary session of the Collective Security Treaty Organization. Putin says the CSTO peacekeepers will operate in Kazakhstan as long as its president deems it necessary. Foreign Minister Wang Yi has reiterated China's firm support for Kazakhstan to maintain stability and end violence. He made the remarks in a phone call with his Kazakh counterparts, during which they discussed the current situation in the Central Asian country. He says China is willing to do its best to provide necessary support and assistance to the Kazakh side. The Kazakh foreign minister has expressed willingness to maintain close contacts with China and strengthen cooperation on security. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held a phone conversation with his Russian counterpart on bilateral ties in the situation in Kazakhstan. Wang has told Sergei Lavrov that China and Russia must prevent chaos or war from erupting in Central Asia. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has urged the United States to unfreeze Afghanistan's assets and lift unilateral sanctions on the country as soon as possible. The call comes as Afghan officials say the recent rain and snow have aggravated the plight of Afghan people in need of food and clothing. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbing says although the U.S. military has withdrawn from Afghanistan, the suffering caused by 20 years of occupation continues. A new round of security talks between the United States and Russia has concluded in Geneva without yielding any diplomatic breakthrough. The U.S. delegation is headed by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, while Russia's is led by Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov. Ryabkov says he's told his U.S. counterpart that there was no reason to fear an escalation of tensions with Ukraine. Sherman is set to travel to Brussels for further consultations with European officials. North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile into eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the projectile was launched into the East Sea. It marks North Korea's second missile test this year. The country said it successfully test-fired a hypersonic missile last week. Novak Djokovic has been released from Australian immigration detention after winning a court challenge to revive his bid to play in the upcoming Australian Open. Judge Anthony Kelly ruled the Federation government's decision last week to revoke the tennis star's visa to entry the country was unreasonable and ordered Djokovic released. The Australian government had cancelled Djokovic's visa because officials decided he didn't meet the criteria for an exemption from the vaccination mandates for entry. And that's the news. I'm Dou Hongyu.